This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel has a warning.
Israel's military says it's prepared to defend the country and strike back if Iran decides to retaliate for this month's deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the attack, which the U.S. military believes Israel carried out. Israel has not commented on it. The increased tensions have sparked concern that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza could spill over into the rest of the Middle East. The war has pushed Gaza into a humanitarian crisis, leaving more than 1 million people on the brink of starvation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
We've been talking with Americans about Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
A majority of Americans are dissatisfied with both President Biden and former President Trump on major issues, reflecting an electorate that's largely disappointed with the choices for this year's general election. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. When asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third say Donald Trump and about one-quarter say Joe Biden. But 30% of adults said neither Biden nor Trump. Biden scored lower on the cost of living, with only 2 in 10 thinking his presidency was helpful, while Trump's presidency rated not much better at 4 in 10. On immigration and border security, 46% think Trump's presidency helped a little or a lot. Only 16% said the same for Biden. I'm Jennifer King.
Millions of Americans are already weary of the rain, but today there's going to be more. Heavy rain and strong wind in areas from the Midwest to the East. Gunfire in Memphis early this morning. 2 police officers shot and wounded. 2 suspects also shot. No word on their conditions. The officers were investigating a report of a suspicious vehicle when the gunfire began. A 3rd officer grazed by gunfire has been treated for minor injuries. Gas is $3.63 a gallon as you start your weekend, up 5 cents in a week. This is AP News. There is some concern among health experts about an outbreak of measles. The AP's Shelley Adler has this story.
U.S. measles cases are up this year. There have been 17 times as many measles cases in the country in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous 3 years. The authors of the government report say the increase represents a renewed threat to measles elimination in the U.S. There have been more than 110 cases of the contagious disease so far. The report adds that most of the recent cases involved unvaccinated Americans who got infected in the Middle East and Africa and brought measles back to the U.S. I'm Shelley Adler.
Heavy rains pounding Kenya have led to the deaths of at least 13 people and displaced about 15,000 people, says the U.N. There's flash flooding, too. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.